This is a Social Storytellers podcast.
Welcome to We Are the Watchers. Tom. And Leah. Are the Watchers.
Welcome to We Are the Watchers, very special episode, Tom. Have you got a name for it?
For this episode,
yeah.
Tom's tight romper.
Because you're wearing a romper.
Yep.
And I don't understand why.
I am showing all of my white legs.
Yeah, I'm glad you're sitting down. No, it's the very serious and important movie quiz. I thought we would introduce our guests in order of where they are in my eyesight.
Fair. Oh. So should we start with the tiger romper on my crotch? Sorry.
Abe?
Look, I've been called worse, but to be honest, that's not great.
Fantastic.
Thank you for having me today. Again,
no,
this allows me to rekindle my bromance with Tom, so thank you so much for your time.
You are sat very close.
On
Liam,
purpose.
I haven't said your name. Shh. And Cam's here. Cam, welcome.
Oh, hi. really happy to be here. I like pink gin.
You sure do. How many have you had?
I've never learnt to count past seven.
You shouldn't have to. And now, Lynn.
It's me. It's my turn.
Woo! Yay! Thanks for coming in.
Oh,
like every other day.
Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. And we've also got Mick.
Oh, hi, Leah.
Now, Mick, you were here just before Christmas.
I was.
You were. You were doing all the talking.
Uh huh. And it's good to be back again. And you know, to finally meet Tom.
Oh yeah, that's right. You two have been like ships in the night.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You've met Tom and the tiger.
Now I wish I hadn't met.
Yeah. And to your left is Davide.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. And by my accent, you might guess I come from the other side of the world, Surrey Hills.
Thank you so much for coming in and being our comic. I don't know. Just comic.
Unwittingly. I just don't understand half of what you say in English.
So. It's unintentional.
Unwittingly witty.
Fantastic. And we've got a voiceover lady with us today as well. We've got Heba.
Hi.
We'll hear more from her later. You're not allowed to speak. We've also got an adjudicator. Her name's Shay. Shay, do you want to shout hello?
Hello.
So why don't we get into it, Shay? We've got three teams, so
yes.
We're clearly going to need team names.
I already know the team names.
All right, so Tom and Abe?
Santas.
You guys are the Santas. Please remember that, because I won't.
Misspelt.
How are you spelling it?
Well, isn't it?
Oh, say it.
Yeah. Okay. Just think about it.
I understand. And what about Cam and Linz?
The reindeers.
You guys are the reindeers?
I'm feeling hoofy.
Fantastic. What about Mick and Davide?
The elves.
The elves. Fantastic.
We sound just like elves too.
Glorious. So if you're Dasher, am I Prancer?
Yep.
There we go.
All right. So what we're going to do is we are going to go around the room and each team will get a question each because I don't want you shouting at me.
Fair.
Well, I think that's probably the best way to go about it. So question number one. What are they called again, Shay? Ums. Are you ready?
Santas.
Is what? That a buzzer?
No. Well, no, because you got your own question.
Can I button them, Martin?
No.
I think if you just talk into the mic.
Just talking to the mic would help. What film was the 2019 Academy Award winner for Best Picture? It was literally this year.
2019.
So last year was the La La Land and Moonlight mix-up. So they were much stricter
with
giving it out this year. And it went to something that nobody was really feeling.
Oh,
no, Nabil loved it.
It's their fine wine. It's their turn.
I'm sorry.
I actually don't know.
So are you two admitting defeat?
No.
Well, I mean, it's not defeat. It's a tactical withdrawal from this question.
Oh, okay.
Can you phone a friend?
I don't have any friends.
You can
Tom,
phone.
Can I ring Tom?
It wasn't the room.
That's not the room.
That was the year before.
Can we help or can we steal?
Can I ask a question?
No stealing, no anything.
It's not that one. The Irishman.
Yeah.
No, it's not that. That's just released last week.
Aragorn.
Oh, the stupid driving around.
The stupid driving around.
Green book.
Correct. Well done.
Yes, thank you. I should have known when you said Nabil liked it.
Because he came on and spoke for like 40 minutes about it. It was really good.
It's really feeling that movie.
It's a movie I've never heard of.
Team Reindeers.
It's like Driving Miss Daisy. Oh,
but Team like, Reindeers. As of January 2020, how many main story Star Wars movies are there?
I know.
January 2020.
There will
nine.
Oh, you know?
Mm. Correct.
Why did we get that question?
Because we know.
He's a bronzer.
All right. Elves, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
That's what we are.
Yeah, we are
elves. Yeah, we're
who?
We're here to make gifts.
Who played God in Kevin Smith's 1999 movie Dogma? Come on, you guys would know this.
You ought to know.
It's
Oh my God. Boston, right? Originally.
Oh, what's his name?
Would you like to phone a friend?
I'm Canadian. Oh
my God. Who, Kevin Smith?
The Godfather.
Oh, yes. Alanis Morissette.
Yes, well done.
Oh, I did maybe a little bit of help from the audience.
That's fine.
But like, I was very close.
You were exactly. Astoundingly close.
American, yeah.
Boston. Yeah.
Good on. Amazing. It was brilliant.
Yeah. Okay, this is going to be a hard one.
It's a who am I?
Okay.
Born 10th of March, 1958 in Pennsylvania. No.
Sorry, my birthday is 10th of March.
Oh, really?
Happy birthday. So good for your age.
Whoa.
Whilst attending university, I won the title of Miss Crawford County, Pennsylvania. This had me convinced I should move to New York and become a model. And that's exactly what I did until I decided I wanted to act. In 1984, I played a starlet who breaks up a marriage in irreconcilable differences. In 1990, I starred with Arnold Schwarzenegger in Total Recall.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
I did a lot of leg crossing in 1992's Basic Instinct.
Sharon Stone.
Nice one. Well done. Is anybody keeping count, by the way?
Oh.
No.
Fantastic. All right. Now we're on to the reindeer. As we all know, Titanic was a movie and it was very long and everyone in 1997 went to see it for some reason. Some people went more than once. Mm. Who?
The death.
/is older? Leonardo DiCaprio or Kate Winslet?
Kate Winslet.
He's 45. She's 44.
What?
He was born on the 11th of November, 74, and she was the 5th of October, 75.
He's unfortunately, not well. For the wrong answer, you two must now die.
Oh, that's a shame. Seems excessive.
When we went to see Titanic, my friend's mum...
I wasn't there.
...shouted whilst they were, like, all in the water, and, like, everyone was tense, and there was silence in the cinema, and she was like... Get the whistle! Sorry for we those who are wearing headphones.
Sorry, what? Yeah. I can't hear you anymore.
Yeah.
Brilliant. All right, now it is time for our voiceover lady.
I believe there is something special about this next question. This next question comes with a bonus prize. It's a trap! Lobster trap. Thanks to Akbar Rebels.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Heather. That's brilliant. So, you guys get a bonus.
All right.
If you get it right.
Oh, okay.
This is a question called, which piano movie am I? So, three-part question. I'm going to read the synopsis of these three movies. Okay. And as soon as you get an idea of what you think it could be, tell me.
Okay.
As a child piano prodigy, David Helfgott.
Oh, Shine.
Yeah, Shine. Fantastic. Yeah. From...
You can talk, David. It's okay.
I'm chai.
Brilliant. He did so well. After a long voyage from Scotland, pianist Ada McGrath and her young daughter Flora.
The piano.
Yes.
He was going to be in there.
Okay. This is a true story. What is Wav Splitsman, I think his name is, a Polish Jewish radio station pianist, sees Warsaw change gradually as World War II begins.
Oh, it's Roman Polanski Wav.
I think I know it.
He's forced.
Pianist.
Yeah, you're right.
The
you got it. You got it.
The penis.
The penis.
Close enough.
The penis.
Well done. That's a three-parter.
Hey!
Penis.
Well done.
You guys won the It's a Trap lobster trap. Fantastic.
What was a trap? Always a trap.
From Akbar.
We got you to say penis.
All right, now we're up to...
Santa's.
Yes, that's right.
Jolly Fat Man.
Please put these... Hugo Weaving films in order of release. Matrix Revolution.
From oldest or newest?
Oldest to newest.
Okay.
V for Vendetta, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. Matrix Revolutions, V for Vendetta, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. I think I picked the right people.
Lord of the Ring.
Return of the King.
I think it's Matrix Revolutions. Because Matrix Revolutions is the second one. Maybe the third one.
But the Reloaded was the third one.
Reloaded. So that would be 2002.
Yep, okay.
So then Return of the King, that's going to be around 2005.
Yep, but V for Vendetta has Natalie Portman in it.
And that was also 2005-ish, maybe seven.
I think it goes Revolutions.
Yes.
The first of the Lord of the Rings.
This is killing Davide.
Then we go...
He can't cope. He knows the answer.
Yep. Then the next Lord of the Rings.
So is there four that we're getting or three?
Three movies.
So it's Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Oh, right.
So I think it goes Matrix, Lord of the Rings, V for Vendetta.
Nailed it. 5th of November 2003, we got the final Matrix movie. Well, until they make the fourth one. And then the 26th of December, Lord of the Rings, the Return of the King came out because all of those movies came out Boxing Day. And V for Vendetta, 30th of March 2006. Right, it's on to the noisy
reindeer. That wasn't me,
reindeer.
Reindeer are always so annoying, aren't they?
They're just...
You never see reindeer as pets, do you?
You never see reindeer the rest of the year for a f***ing reason.
We were talking about this.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
You need a question, right?
Yes, please.
All right. How many women have won Best Director at the Academy Awards? Bonus points for names and the name of the movies.
Juice Bigelow.
Catherine Bigelow, correct.
Her name, and it was that war one.
Which one?
Hurt Locker.
Yeah, nice one. Congratulations.
Has there been one since? I don't know. Best director, no.
That's it? The only one.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's old Cameron's. Bit of fluff, isn't it?
What, really?
James Cameron. Oh, is it X?
One of
X. Yeah.
One of the.
Still on good terms, yeah. Spend a lot of time with each other. According to Wikipedia.
A well-known journalistic source.
All right. Elves, got a question for you guys. Who originally was supposed to be Neo in The Matrix?
Oh, I think.
He's very popular about this. Millennium.
Do you have any ideas?
Not absolutely not.
I'm thinking it's someone like...
Neo is Keanu.
Like...
There's always been Keanu.
They've always had other actors that they plan to put
Joe Pesci.
In
so let's see.
I'd watch that.
Amazing film.
I'd watch that version.
90s sex symbol.
Like Brad Pitt or something?
Brad Pitt.
Or someone like...
It was a bit more edgy.
I'd just be totally guessing, though. You got any ideas?
Wachowskis. Who? Wachowskis. What do they like?
Oh.
What do they do?
I can't even remember the question.
They like dressing up.
He's royalty.
Do you know that?
Stop it.
He's fresh royalty.
Fresh royalty?
He likes Miami.
He used to live in Bel Air.
Oh, what? Will Smith?
Yeah.
Will Smith was going to be Neo.
Yeah.
I have never heard that in my life. That is amazing.
Can I hear a yes for the people who had heard that?
Yes.
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 Oh,
okay. Pretty much everybody in the room, except for you two.
Will put out a statement about it and said he'd like to give that as a gift to everyone that he didn't ruin The Matrix. He literally said that.
That's
if it
amazing.
Was him, he would have ruined it.
I totally agree. Thank you, Will.
He hammed it up so much.
Would have been a killer soundtrack, though.
He would have written a song.
Be awesome.
Oh, can you imagine?
When Neo just cuts into a rap while he's shooting people in slow motion. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Instead of Rage Against the Machine, like you got some.
Here comes the man in black.
Because they were in black.
They were black. So
he could just use the same song.
They could have recycled it.
What's the point of doing it? All right. They'll never take your freedom, but if you guess incorrectly with this next question, you get a point taken away. The points that we're not scoring. What was Johnny Depp's first film?
Oh, I know.
Oh,
I know.
I know the TV series.
Yeah, I was going to say I know the TV series.
It's before
it
that.
It was...
it's a very famous...
Is it?
...franchise.
Oh, is it?
Wow.
Johnny Depp
mm-hmm.
in a famous franchise.
Didn't last long.
Isn't that interesting?
Rainy is singing.
A franchise.
3, 4, better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's oh.
Friday. No, yes. Not Friday. Night Before.
Three?
Yes, no.
Nightmare I think it was the first three. One. Oh. I don't know.
It was the first one.
It was the first one.
I thought Kevin Bacon was the first one.
No, it's Johnny Depp and he gets sucked into his bed and then blood shoots up.
I hate it when that happens. Oh, yeah. So embarrassing. I can't believe it.
He's wearing like a crop top.
I hate Johnny Depp.
He was my sexual really? Awakening.
Yeah. What about 21 Jump Street? It's so good.
No. Do you remember them?
See, I thought Crybaby was really Jump early Street. As well.
That's what was being...
But oh, he was already in 21 Jump Street by then, I'm sure. I'm going to need to hand the microphone over to voiceover lady because she's an expert in this film. So if she okay. could ask this question.
Mm. Of course, I love this film. So what song does Bridget Jones sing in her pyjamas on the lounge? The Rain Youth. At the beginning of every movie.
She's eating cereal straight from the box or?
No. At the beginning of the film, it always starts with this movie, with the song. And she goes up. It's always her birthday.
It's such a sad song.
She's eating ice cream.
I sing it all the time, but
it's so hard not to sing it.
I want to sing it.
Can is I, it like Alone or something?
Can I produce the first?
Oh, it's
note
like an Alice in Moye, isn't it?
Bye.
Exactly. Nice one.
Wanna be.
Now we'll all be seeing that in our heads.
Was it ice cream or cereal she's eating?
Oh, just God. Always on her own. And
it's wine. It's alcohol. Wine. I thought it was
wine.
Alcohol.
Yeah. Straight from the bottle. Go on, Bridget.
Nothing but class. Elves, are you ready to tackle your inner teen movie
Elves
knowledge?
In position.
Inner teen.
What is Alicia Silverstone's character's name in Clueless?
You know it, don't you?
I was in love, desperately.
Oh, what a film.
Do you remember the Aerosmith videos?
Yes.
Like Crazy Crying, oh, yeah. She was in those, yeah. Mm-hmm.
With Liv, Liv Tyler.
With Liv, yeah, but Liv was nothing.
I think Whoa.
Well, until she became Health, in that case.
She was hot in Empire Records.
Mm, she was.
Mm. Agree. Yeah. With Bridget.
With Bridget.
With a young
yes,
Bridget.
That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
What about Armageddon? Was she hot in that?
But... You no, successfully
really.
Evaded the question for was... long enough now. Do you have an answer about Clueless?
We know the answer.
Do you have an answer about Clueless?
Clearly. We've Go always on. Known it.
It's
and
Cher.
We will it always
is.
Do
it. It's Cher. Well done.
I was just waiting for him to say it. He wouldn't do it.
Do you mean like her real name or the name people address her?
Just people address.
While she wanders around Beverly Hills, Bel Air. And...
She totally paused.
Yeah.
So.
It's Cher. Still Cher.
That's her name in the movie, Cher.
Ah, okay. Hi.
I wasn't telling you, Cher.
Thank you very much. I'll be here all week.
That was amazing. I loved every second of that. Please do that again sometime.
What was the name?
That was really good. Okay, Santas, people. Mm. It's time to play Name That Sibling. I'll give you an actor's name, and you have to tell us who their acting brother or sister is.
So on screen.
If you get it right,
No, in real life.
In real life.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
if you get it right, you get extra points.
If you get it right, you get extra points.
Nice.
Charlie Sheen.
Emilio Estevez.
Correct. Ben Affleck.
Casey Affleck.
Warren Beatty. This is the one.
Ah, the audience knows.
Go on, audience, shout it out.
Is Shirley MacLaine.
It's Shirley MacLaine.
Is it really?
Yeah,
well,
she's the oldest.
Slightly silly and call me Nancy.
All right, Nancy.
Not yet.
Okay. Billy Baldwin. I want all of the siblings.
All of them.
Oh. So we've got Alec Baldwin.
Yep.
yeah, you're right. That's enough.
Yeah, Stephen Baldwin.
Oh, yeah, a.k.a. Justin Bieber's father-in-law. Yep.
Really?
There's one more.
Adam Baldwin, who was on... Serenity and Firefly.
Yeah, Firefly, yeah.
He's a Baldwin.
Really?
Yeah, he actually is a Baldwin.
I've got a
so
different
I'll take
one.
Your bonus point.
Okay, there you go. You can have 12 of them for that. Nice
yeah,
work.
12.
Does anybody know the other Baldwin? His name starts with D and ends with Annual.
Daniel
Baldwin.
Danny B.
What's he doing these days, by the way?
Got game.
I don't know.
I mean, he stopped returning my calls, so it's really hard to know.
Oh, that's awkward. Yep, start sending him messages instead.
Amazing.
John Cusack.
Jason
Bateman.
Crush. We've discussed this.
Justine Bateman?
Yeah. Really?
I was really into her in Adam's Family Returns, the second one, I think.
Joan Cusack?
Yeah, she was like a shrewd woman who was trying to steal all of Uncle Fester's gold.
Is she in Shameless?
I don't know why. I was like eight.
Is she in Shameless?
She is in Shameless.
She's great. Yeah. She plays, what's her name?
Mrs. Mangle.
Mrs. Mangle? Mm. As in Neighbours?
Yes.
Can I just say that's a really unusual sexual awakening? I mean, we've heard that Johnny Depp was a sexual awakening, and for you it's Joan Cusack.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, at least mine
was
Carrie Fisher.
She's
going to
tell me what the F is going on in the bedroom. That's actually true. That's what I mean.
I don't want to think about Joan like this.
Well, no one else does.
You're missing out.
Okay. It's now time to start asking you guys, the reindeer, some more questions. Mm. We're going old school now. I want to know what year Wizard of Oz came out.
64. No, much earlier. Because remember, is it 1953?
No,
52.
58. 32.
What do you reckon, Mick?
Yeah, I reckon it's like 40s.
I reckon we go earlier.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 32. Oh, even more.
Yep.
Really?
33.
1939.
Wasn't
it the first colour film?
It was the first colour film. And it was...
And it converted. It started in black and
breaking out.
It started in black and white. Went into color, which is.
And then went back at the end, didn't it? Went back to black and white at the end.
Kansas is black and white.
Still is.
If you go there, it's black and white. Okay, you can't film in color.
Yeah, fair enough. It's illegal. Or just not possible.
No, it's not possible. Nothing's in color.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, what country is Gal Gadot or Gal Gadot?
Oh yeah, Gal Gadot from
Wonder Woman. Well, what country is she from?
Amazonia.
No, IRL.
She was in their secret service.
I mean, I wish that was a country. Gal Gadot sounds
very well known. Secret service.
Look,
yes.
I can't concentrate with these people talking.
Do you want me to turn them down?
Thank you. Political election.
There we go. It's just you and I now. It's the three of us. So I've turned everybody else's microphones down.
I'm just guessing here. Like Gal Garcia Bernal. Is from Mexico.
Okay.
So do you think it's getting close? No.
I had a feeling it was like Israeli or something weird like that.
I think you should hold on to that.
Yeah. People nod. Let me think about it.
How long do you want to think about it, Davide?
I don't know.
I'm going to go Israel.
I feel Israel, yeah.
I agree. Well done. Very, very well done.
Thank you.
Israel.
I feel Israel.
It's real.
I think it's time to hear from the voiceover lady.
Oh.
There's no crying in baseball, but we aren't playing ball. You can cry if you get this next question wrong. It's worth double points.
Which city was the 2003 film Lost in Translation set in?
Is it Tokyo? Is it Osaka?
Oh, God.
Davide's beside himself. He knows the answer.
I don't know. There was... Tokyo, but I'll
I'm happy to go with Tokyo. I'm happy to go with Tokyo.
I would stick with Tokyo.
It's
Tokyo.
Sweet. Triple points.
Very good work. Good work.
I got tripped up because I'm like a sucker.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Double points. Double of what?
I don't know. I have not been counting.
Double of one.
Well done.
So then, like, two.
All right, reindeer, got a question for you. Who played Johnny Cash in the biopic Walk the Line?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Well done. Nice one.
You gotta get
Joaquin. Two extra points.
Who can do the best Joaquin? Go on, do your Joaquin.
Joaquin.
Ooh.
Italian Joaquin. Joaquino. True story.
Is it really?
Absolutely. Some of the cool English names in Italian become absolutely ridiculous, like Jeremy becomes Jeremia. Yeah.
Jeremiah.
Yeah, and you're called Jeremiah in Italy only if you're a prophet or 180 years old. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so it's like your Percy.
It's like Jeremiah, right?
Cam, I know you're gagging to do a wacky. Go on.
Incidentally, do you remember that series? Jeremiah?
Too much.
Luke Perry?
Anyone else want to whack out a wacky?
Whoa, that sounds... Should we be doing that in here now? That seems...
I don't know what this is, but I'll try.
I don't know what it is either.
I'll try.
She's going to give it a go. Okay, now this is for everyone. It's called Debate Time. This segment is called Persuade Us. I'm going to give you each team a name of an Australian actress. Mm-hmm. Take it in turns. You'll have 30 seconds to persuade us that your actress is the best. Mm. All right, so Santas, you're Kate Blanchett. Reindeers, you're Nicole Kidman. Elves, Toni Collette.
All right.
I'm going to get my trusty timer out so that we know that we've got our stopwatch going. Santas, go.
All right, Toni Collette was Hela, the mistress and goddess of death.
I thought we were doing Toni Collette.
No,
who am I?
It's better for that
well,
to do
Kate
it.
Blanchett. Yeah. Who's that?
Yeah, same thing.
What?
Is she Hela?
Galadriel. When what? Kate Blanchett.
You have 15 seconds left.
Yeah.
15
Kate,
seconds.
She's in
okay,
a bunch
so
of stuff.
Okay, so Kate Blanchett was both the queen, as in she played royalty, in a real life bio, well, not a biopic, but
five,
anyway, real life thing.
Four,
she was also
three,
royalty in Lord of the Rings,
two,
and she was
one,
also Hela in Marvel
Thank
movies.
Thank you. All right, Nicole Kidman.
10 seconds.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Nicole Kidman was ever so pale in that film where she had to be pale.
The hours?
In Australia, like, you know, she that thing didn't burn the whole time, and I don't know how.
And she was rooting Tom Cruise.
15 seconds.
they went for dog walks near
10
where
seconds.
We lived.
She's.
Five.
Something.
Four.
Bandits.
Three.
She's got her own
BMX
poem.
Bandits. BMX Bandits.
One. Thank you very much.
I'm glad you mentioned BMX Bandits.
Yeah,
that's
the point.
But dead calm, dead calm.
Dead calm. Very pale.
Dead calm.
Very pale.
We are ready to hear about Toni Collette. Go.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
Toni Collette, firstly, born in Sydney. Great place to be born. She also started out in a country practice of all places, which
Didn't
is a
know
very
that.
Cool place to start. She's an actress that's gone from Muriel's Wedding, which is a
15 seconds.
Fantastic movie. And then she's just recently been in this Netflix show called Unbelievable, where she's playing this hard-ass
10
cop.
Seconds.
She's got a range. She can play
five.
United States of Tara.
Four,
which is
and
like,
if
three,
you don't know she's an actress, you would think he's an Italian dude.
One.
By the name.
Well, Davide was searching
well
for Tony, T-O-N-Y.
Oh, right.
I don't think Davide quite knew who we were talking about.
It doesn't matter.
You and me both, bud.
I know everything about her, according to Wikipedia.
Yes. Now, Hebo, I think we need to give one team and one team only the point.
Well, Santa's got the wrong actress.
Whoa. One of the Santas got the wrong actress and the other one had 10 seconds to try and save it.
And reindeers, like, they could have been more convincing. It's
they
Nicole
just,
Kidman.
They said words.
I love smashing. Nicole Kidman. She's our icon, so guys.
She just said Keith Urban.
And yeah, she's married to Keith Urban. How convincing is that?
Go on, sing some fire, Tom.
I don't know how convincing that is, to be honest, that marriage, really.
Ooh. It's Keith Urban. I love Keith Urban.
Hey, it's more real than Tom Cruise.
Oh, that's
exactly
true. Yeah, but she got paid for that.
Well.
Yes.
So, but again, the elves, I didn't know who Tony was either. But I think, yeah, they convinced me more.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
One, have to be fair.
One huge Toni Collette fan.
Congratulations.
One, he didn't even know who he was.
That
was
what a compatriot of him.
Yeah,
her.
He's great.
Her.
We love
female.
All of
okay.
the work he does. Who am I up to? I don't even remember. Who feels like?
I think it was us. I think.
I think we finished.
I think we went around.
Yeah, we did because they were last.
And then
us.
Then it was.
You,
a big,
okay.
Sure.
True or false? Mm. Patrick Swayze was in Donnie Darko.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. He played Jim Cunningham. He's kind of like a Tony Robbins sort of motivational
gone
speaker.
Bad.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Didn't he burn in the end? Fire.
Well, I mean, some of us may not have seen the movie.
Don't we all know?
Massively overrated.
The movie. No,
the movie
on.
Or Patrick Swayze? Which one?
The movie. The
okay,
movie.
Okay, fair enough. Reindeers. How many
so
Austin
ready.
Powers films were there? Bonus points for titles.
Too many.
Three.
Names?
One gold. What's the gold finger one?
Gold member. That's number
gold
three.
Member.
The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Mm-hmm. What's the first one?
And then
proper title, please.
God, you're a good team.
Austin
member.
Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
That's number two, yes.
Austin Powers.
You can say Spy
Shagged
Me again.
Gold member. And
are
then
we just
the first
things?
One. The first one is.
You got it, Mick.
Is it? Oh, yes. Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery.
Yay. Fantastic. Well done.
Ivana Humpalot.
That's right. Wasn't that. She's an Aussie actress.
Oh, really?
Who?
I thought she was in Strictly Ballroom, the one who played Ivana Humpalot.
Don't know that.
Gia someone?
Gia Carino?
No.
Fuck it wasn't. Me.
It wasn't Giacarini's. Okay, I get them mixed up because I haven't seen them since. Oh, you guys, you elves, need to answer this question.
Okay.
Name the three female leads in the 1980 movie 9 to 5.
Oh. Well, Dolly Parton.
What a way to make a living.
Yes.
There's two leading her around.
Oh. Abe, that actually hurt Abe's head.
I know. That was a great visceral reaction.
Do you have any idea of the other two?
I'm sure they have.
See her face.
I feel like one's Lily Tomlin.
Yes, I think you'd be right.
Yep.
I didn't actually know that.
Your
the
soul.
Other one,
the other one I'm not sure of.
Barbarella.
Oh. Jane Fonda? Really?
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Thank you to the audience for that.
Yes, thank you, audience. Lucky we've got the audience here. Fantastic.
The audience knows the question.
The audience
knows
everything.
The audience is winning.
Yes.
Yeah, the audience is winning.
I also need to point out the audience is one person and she's known every answer. I don't know why she's not in front of the microphone.
Is she designated driver?
No, we're getting extreme shakings of heads. All right, Santas. Yeah. Daenerys Targaryen was the mother of dragons, but isn't anymore, so Emilia Clarke has to do other work. She's in a Christmas movie. It's out at the moment. Do you know what it's called?
Yeah, he was dead all along.
Spoiler.
Oh, if anyone's seen the movie poster, they know this.
I went and saw this movie.
George Michael songs.
I went and saw it.
Last Christmas. I gave you my heart.
Yep.
And that's the film.
The very next day.
It's called Last Christmas.
You were dead.
It is Last Christmas. Well done. Thank you. Fantastic.
Well done, man.
Thanks.
I'll
never watch it.
Tostek.
I will. Do you want me to watch it?
I saw it.
Okay,
you saw
it.
I went and saw it.
You got to watch those kind of movies
Howard
for Christmas.
Henry.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm happy to watch a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Yes.
All right, we need to ask the reindeer an important question. Which actor is married to Sarah Jessica Parker?
It's Matthew Broderick.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well done.
Ferris Bueller.
They look good together in his spectacles.
He's a righteous dude.
He's a righteous dude. He's really cool.
Good one.
He went to prison, you know. Killed someone.
Hit someone with his car.
That was covered up. He was allowed to stay. He didn't get me too'd.
Crikey.
Like, or any of that. Like, no one's dug it up yet.
Oh, they have.
Patrick Swayze.
It's out there, but like it.
Did he hit a woman?
He accidentally hit someone with his car, and it was very sad, and he very much regrets it.
Yes, but it doesn't get talked about.
It's a hard thing.
All right.
Anyway, moving on.
We've really brought that down, so why don't we have a live read now? It's time for a live read from our very special sponsor.
This episode is proudly brought to you by the Random New Year Resolutions Generator. Do you spend the first week or two of January trying to lose weight, quit smoking, cut down on bourbon, or being nicer to strangers? Let me guess, you give up by February. You've forgotten all about it. We've invented the Random New Year Generator for people just like you, and it's filled with manageable goals you can achieve and maintain throughout 2020. For example, throwing your tea bags into the bin instead of the sink. You hear that? Waiting to beep the car in front of you for 2 seconds instead of one when the light turns green. Listening weekly to We Are The Watchers.
Yeah.
Podcast, of course. The Random New Year Resolution Generator. You're welcome.
And I would say thank you, but you've already said you're welcome. Well done. I don't even know what question we're up to. We're definitely asking
the
elves, right?
Yes.
All right.
Up to 24.
Which is longer, Blade Runner or Blade Runner 2049?
Ooh. Look,
what do you think?
I think the second one, I mean, it was never ending, but probably because I was hating the all, like...
I remember the director's cut.
Androids having babies, things.
Are we talking the director's cut of the original? Or?
Oh, yeah. Which one are we talking about for the original one?
That was longer.
We're talking about the one that I Googled.
Maybe it's a draw.
If we go the standard,
I don't think it's the director's cut.
No, okay. I reckon it's the second one.
The second one. It was never ending.
Correct.
Yeah.
I think they consider isn't the definitive cut now the one that they consider to be the actual cut, but it's the one that the director doesn't like?
Yes. Yeah. Really?
That's right.
The one that disowned it. That's the one that's the correct
cut.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the original is 1:57. And the one from 2017 is 2 hours 44. I'm never watching that one. I'm not doing it.
That's pretty cool. Soundtrack's great.
Is it?
Soundtrack's really good.
Yeah, and visuals are amazing. They just keep going for an infinite time.
Yeah, well, for 2 hours 44. Yeah.
It's not as long as The Irishman.
The Godfather,
that was
long. Yeah. The Godfather, finally. Oh, we're talking about The Godfather now.
We're talking about The Godfather.
Me and my friend had to leave that in the cinema.
Which one?
Too long.
Very long time.
I watched it on double speed. I did. I'm going to ask the Santas a question.
Yes.
Hey, you guys have got another true or false. Mm. Natalie Portman, was she in the 1997 film Boogie Nights?
Wait a minute. Think about it. She'd be old enough to be. She's not too young.
You think true or false Leon questions
are just answered
quickly.
From
yes, that's right.
Was 95. It was five. I think four or five.
So okay. Five. Yep.
Somewhere around there. Yep. She was playing 13.
Yes.
But she was a touch older.
Yep. She was 14 or 15, I think.
You know, I don't remember anything about that film. I remember watching it.
What was the movie again? Studio.
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights.
Totally go with your answer.
The one with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, okay. Everyone remembers a certain part of it.
Well, yes, we remember that bit, but we don't remember who else was in it, right?
Abe has your answer.
The team has decided on true.
It's false.
It's false.
It took them that long to get it wrong.
Yeah. I'd just like to point out the fact that
we were right.
Single audience member knew that answer.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to turn around. I told you we should move the lounge.
Turn around.
Okay, I told you the audience should be over in front of us.
We've already Tyler drunk. Is it that time already?
Almost. We've
Thank you for
already
helping.
Sung Bridget Jones. I think it's time to hear from our voiceover lady.
Even though we think they are all groovy, baby, there can only be one winning team who will be crowned prettiest in pink.
Big questions are asked here, that is for sure. And we are getting very, very close to the end as well, because we are now up to question 26.
Four more questions.
And it's the reindeer's turn. How many Christopher Reeve Superman movies have there been, or were there?
First of all, can I just say...
I don't know.
You cracked the roof.
Okay.
Celebration.
This is next level, this episode.
This is...
That's all.
Going to be a lot of editing.
What was the question?
I don't know.
Christopher Reeve movies.
Christopher Reeve. How many Christopher Reeve?
Definitely two. And the second one, he winds back the world, doesn't he? Okay. Yes. Possibly three. What do you reckon?
Five.
You reckon five?
Do you reckon it's more?
Yeah, but I'm
going to look
just
at the audience.
Yeah, look at the
three.
Audience. Three. For this one and only answer,
the audience is wrong.
Superman 1, 2, 3, and Superman 4, The Quest for Peace.
He also appeared in Smallville.
Did he?
Yes, but not playing Kal-El.
Oh, yeah, he did too. Good memory.
Thanks.
Sorry. It was impressive.
I think he was playing a Stephen Hawking's type figure that was imposing some, imparting some knowledge, exposition machine. Yeah. It was faster than all that. That's why I said he was a Stephen Hawking's type guy.
Some guidance to the young Clark Kent.
Mm. Because the accident was the early 90s and Smallville was 2000s?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
2000 to about
2010.
2007-ish. Okay.
Finished it in 2010 after 10 seasons. And Tom Welling never wanted to do it again. But he just came back for Crisis.
No. Couldn't.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot that.
He couldn't help himself.
Oh, is that good?
There's a coda for Smallville that wraps it up.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they go back and spend like 5 minutes in Smallville.
Super cool. Sorry.
I think Tom and Abe are just doing their own podcast now.
Bromance.
Can we just turn their mics down? That'd be great. So anyway, so the DC Universe. Now, a lot of people don't understand.
Oh. No, you two are not doing that discussion again.
They had Huntress. Remember the Birds of Prey single season that got cancelled? She pops up in it.
That is
Oracle
cool.
Voiceover.
I'm impressed. Yeah. Where's Titan season two?
Titan season two happened.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, I just don't have that on my...
They didn't stick their landing.
God damn it.
Guys, he doesn't have it on his thing. Just so you know.
Yeah. But elves, the tiger does.
I've got a question for the elves. Is Hobbiton, Hobbit Town,
Hobbiton,
in the North or South Island of New Zealand? IRL, in real
come
life.
Come on, why are we talking about real life? This is all like fictional, right? Hobbiton.
Yeah.
No, actually, have you been in New Zealand?
Yeah.
Yes.
So there is the North Island, South Island, and the third one.
Godfather Island.
Oh, no, it's Australia.
Oh, it's Australia. We wish.
Godfather.
I have a feeling. I haven't been there myself, but I think they filmed a lot of the stuff in the South Island. But what they recreated, Hobbiton was filmed, I think, was in the North Island. I have a feeling.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really just going by what I think I've heard.
The Shire.
Yeah. Mm. So where's the Shire? Well, where was it filmed? It's still there. You can still go. Sydney.
Don't go there. It's not no. It's not like Hobbiton.
Yeah,
at
literally
all.
Don't go there.
No.
It was answer?
Filmed in Isengard.
It's a 2020. It's a 50-50.
It is.
2020. Yeah.
Well, this is nearly 2020.
Yeah, you're really close.
We'll go till 2020 if we keep going.
It's still going.
Yeah. It's very close. Look, I mean, how many options again?
North or south? You just say, you either say the word north or you say the word south.
Is it the trap?
There's no Akbar.
Is this one?
Okay, you know what? Let's say
double break.
1, 2, 3. We
this
say
is double breakfast.
Nothing. This
okay.
is just one point.
1, 2, 3. South. Did we get it?
0 points. Yes. Congratulations, yeah. Nick, who said north. Sometimes I'm not sure what I've asked. And that was one of them. It was brilliant. Okay, this is question 28. We've only got to 30.
All right.
What movie were Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie working on when they hooked up?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Correct.
Oh, which, by the way, was a fantastic TV series.
Really?
Which had Scott Bakula and Maria Bello in it.
Wait, before or after?
Before.
Way before.
Huh.
Way before. Great TV series.
Oh, that's Scott.
Scott Bakula.
We Scott earlier.
We were.
What was he in?
Quantum
Leap. And one of
oh,
Star
yeah,
Trek.
Yeah, yeah. I knew the name.
Star Trek Voyager.
Okay.
I know. Yeah. And Maria Bello, who obviously missed out on marrying me, but that's okay.
It's not too late, is it?
Well, she's married to a woman at the moment, so I'm pretty sure it's a bit late for me.
Bit late for you. Yeah. I understand what you're saying now. All right, reindeer.
I might have some.
What's the computer's name? Okay. From 2001, A Space Odyssey.
How?
You don't know that.
Oh, well.
She know rattled that up. You don't know that. I'm afraid she can't Ow. Have that point, Leah.
Someone may have come and whispered in my ear.
There may be shenanigans, Leah.
I'm afraid. I am so offended on my own behalf right now.
If you can't have a child, we're telling you the answers.
What's the point of having one? Okay. This is the final question.
All right.
And the elves have got it. If you can get this, this is for the win. Mm. Name three Baz Luhrmann films.
Ooh. Oh, come is on. It? Okay, Strictly, let's go for it. Okay,
Strictly Ballroom.
Okay, Strictly Ballroom. Then, leave me alone. Gatsby.
Then Gatsby, yeah, Grace. Yeah, well done, yes.
Second and third, I mean, up to
Romeo
you.
And Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. Plus Juliet.
That's a good one.
Was that plus?
Would anybody else like to chime in with the other two that I could think of? Yes?
Australia. Showman?
Australia.
I saw that one. Australia?
The Greatest Showman.
No, I don't think he directed that.
Really?
No, that wasn't him.
I reckon that's it, isn't it?
Looks like his vibe.
I don't think he makes that many, does he?
I forgot about Australia. I haven't seen that.
Mad Max. Can you imagine? Like the Baz Luhrmann version.
Baz Luhrmann Mad Max.
Didn't he?
I would watch that.
Bit of glitter.
Didn't he have something to do with the 2000 Olympics?
I don't Probably.
Know if it was opening or closing.
Was he the one? Was he the one in charge of the lawnmowers?
I think so. He's the one that found Nikki Webster.
And he wrote Strawberry Kisses.
Put her in a cage.
Oh, and the Hills Hoist. Hills Hoist. Far out, Russell Sprout.
All right.
Is something he would have said. One more. We've got one more thing from Voiceover Lady, and then we'll wrap it up.
The grand prize today is pretty much my favorite animal. It's like a lion and a tiger mixed. Bred for its skills in magic. A liger.
I want the first person to whisper. That team's out. So it's between it's between Santa's little helpers.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cam. I'm trying to be clever.
And the elves. You need to whisper the name of the actor who played Napoleon Dynamite.
John.
John. No one knows that.
I don't know either. I'm going to have to look it up.
Oh, gosh. Is it John Watts? No, he's the Spider-Man director. It's got a surname that's like common.
No, it's
The Godfather.
It's John. I'm sure his first name's John, J-O-N.
John Johnson.
Oh, no, I know it.
John's Johnson.
It's like a comedian. It's a comedian surname.
Was that it?
Someone else has got one similar. Because I always thought he was related.
What else did he do?
His first name is John.
Right.
Cena.
Is his last name also a Christian name?
No.
I wouldn't call anybody that name. He's initials are
J-H.
John Head.
Hader?
Hader.
Well done.
Because I always think of Bill Hader and I think, are they related? Are they related?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Question.
It's a rare Let's ask
them.
Surname.
Let's ring them up after I stop this recording. Abe, you save the day for the Santa's team. Well done.
Oh, nice.
See that mountain over there?
Yes.
You just threw that competition over that mountain.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you.
Coming in second were the elves.
Thank you. Well done.
Yes, well done.
And because...
bum, bum, bum.
What do you mean?
We are winners.
I thought we played really well.
And in bronze place, the reindeers. Thank you very much, everybody. We are the Watchers.
Thank you to our voiceover.
Thank you very much, Heba, for all of the things. In your most professional Deborah Hutton voice, can you wish us adieu?
Thank you, everyone, for participating today. Have a lovely day.